Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is the Force Center podcast feed on Kadnapsok for another edition of Spotlight Star Wars, celebrating the greatest saga ever told with you here. And I've been having a lot of fun lately, just sitting down with creators and fans who take their love of Star Wars, appreciation of Star Wars, and focus it into fun projects that kind of shine the light back on Star Wars. And we had a lot of fun sitting down with Kevin Smets last month, the gentleman who edits our In Memoriam videos. We also talking about his Knights of the Old Republic movie that he put out, the Revan movie. And it was great to get to just have him just passionately explain every little ounce of love in his heart for the Old Republic era and those stories. It was great. And this month, a few minutes from now, we'll be sitting down with Adam Witt and Paul Preston of The Movie Guys. I love those guys, and they put out something that I just absolutely just fell in love with. It is their sports play-by-play commentary look at Star Wars Episode IV, A New Hope. Something that you don't have to be a sports fan to appreciate, and you don't have to just be a Star Wars fan to appreciate. You can be all of it. They really hit all the notes, and it's played so beautifully. And we're going to be hearing some clips and a little bit into the insight that a little insight into them making that series. So stick around just for that in a short second. But it got me thinking about the Battle of Yavin and how much I just love it. And I want to do this more and more in Spotlight Star Wars, maybe take just a little even closer in-story look at some of these battles. As a kid, Battle of Yavin was everything to me, and I wasn't hung up on a ticking clock screenwriting storytelling convention, a hero's journey, modern myth, all those big things. Truly wonderful. The mind of a child is, as Yoda would say. And I just took it in as I took in the Battle of Yavin as what it is in story. A Hail Mary toss at the end of the game, hoping you get the big catch, hoping you come out okay. 30 snub fighters piloted by 30 rebel heroes heading on out into the battle to make it happen. And I love it. And it works. It works for me in story. You had to send those fighters. You couldn't send a big fleet. No U-wings. The ghost couldn't be there. Here's the thing. I often wonder, what ifs are great in Game of Thrones and everything. Sometimes in Star Wars, the what ifs can get a little tricky, especially with the Force around, right? But they clearly wanted Han and Chewie to stay around. If they do, you're not putting Han in an X-wing. You're not putting Chewie in a Y-wing. I'd like to see that. Holy crap, I'd love to see Chewie in a Y-wing. So you're having the Falcon. And again, we're not talking out of story. We're not talking how when you make this in 75, 76 and release it in 77, George isn't thinking about U-wings. He isn't even thinking about what's going on too much in Return of the Jedi. No. He's got to think about what the story is trying to tell then. So putting that aside, just in story, this is how I love looking at things. The Rebellion probably thinks, we got not a ton of U-wings. Our supplies are low. Supplies are limited. We're not dropping troops on the surface of the Death Star. We're not going to go inside and try to sneak in, shut down reactors, everything. We kind of heard a little bit about that, about how that goes. We don't have an old Jedi on our side here. He's gone. We're not putting Leia and Han back in there. That's not why they want Han to stick around. So I often wonder, was the Falcon just going to be support? Put a couple gunners in there if Han would allow the rebels in his ship at that point. Kind of what they did in Return of the Jedi. Now, Jedi, obviously, to me, the Rebellion learned. The superstructure is a little bit different. They got to figure out with the readings they have, the Falcon can fit in there. It's a different ballgame. I don't want to fly the Falcon. Han maybe would do it. I don't want to fly the Falcon in that trench run. I don't want to do that. Scraping the sides. Air support might have worked. I think that's part of what the Rebellion learned. Now, they got to go shut down the shield generator in the Battle of Endor. But the fleet, that is the Hail Mary times two for the Rebel Alliance. It is mostly all hands on deck. I think Battle of Yavin, they had a more nuanced approach. This is the best way they thought. 30 snub fighters, it works. We don't have a fleet to toss at Death Star 1. Han sticks around, that's great. Hera sticks around, that's great. Maybe you know, you got to send them elsewhere. You got to hold back some resources, hoping you win. I don't know. I would have probably made the mistake of putting all hands on deck. Having a ship like the Ghost or the Falcon around, air support, but you're not going to take out anything on the Death Star. You're going to maybe take out some cannons, turrets. Maybe that's what happens. Maybe those turrets, you worry about that tower. Maybe that would have been part of the reason to have the Falcon around or a ship like the Ghost. U-Wings, not so much. Could that even have been a strategy with the Y-Wings? Send someone ahead, knock out the turrets so we can get the X-Wings down here. Oh, the X-Wings, the quarterback of the Rebel, Air Force, of the Rebel fleet there. Yeah, everyone loves the X-Wings. Send the Y-Wings to do the dirty work. I love sitting down, analyzing these battles. And that's why I love Rogue One. Now, they got the U-Wings going in Rogue One. Interesting to note, U-Wings, part of the Blue Squadron, right? But Blue Squadron gets decimated. Just days later. The Rebel Alliance was scrambling. Dodonna gets the plans. They've just lost a bunch of people. They've seen the full power and might of the Death Star. They saw it on Scarif, and now they've definitely seen it post Alderaan. Were they getting ready to evacuate? I know in the Leia comic, it picks up moments after. Ackbar's there in the Leia comic. One of those little morsels of new canon. I wonder if they keep that in place. I don't know. We'll come back to that. Anyways, I'm getting lost in thought. I just love that battle. I love the intensity. And then out of story, just love how George and everyone put it together. It works. It works. And when you listen to Adam and Paul talk about it and talk about how they did their sports commentary about it, what they fell on made perfect sense in terms of what sport to bring in during that part of the parody. It's great. We'll talk more about these battles, man. I don't have all the answers. This isn't me doing a tactical analysis from a point of expertise. This is just me as a fan wondering. These are things I questioned and loved as a kid. What a great move by the Rebel Alliance. Yep, the Force was with them on that day. We'll talk more about these great battles. But right now, we are going to go to a quick break. And then on the other side, we'll reset. And we'll talk to Adam Witt and Paul Preston of the Movie Guys.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Force Center fans, don't forget Force Center is on YouTube. Head over there to catch up with our new show, Star Wars Show and Tell. Joseph, Jennifer, Ken, and special guests sit down and share favorite items from their own Star Wars memorabilia collections. Plus, there's the In Memoriam video series, encore presentations of Databank Brawl, and special programming all there for you, and more shows on the way. It's Force Center on YouTube. Check it out.
We'll be right back.
All right, Force Center fans, I am really excited to bring these guys on the show. I always run into them, and every time I do, Star Wars always does come up. Please welcome to the show and the Force Center podcast feed, Paul Preston, Adam Witt, the movie guys. Welcome, my friends. Welcome.
Hello, Ken.
Hey, hey, hey.
Very excited to be on the on a Star Wars themed podcast with you, Ken. This is fantastic.
Right, it's only the greatest movie of all time. You don't see a lot of, you know, Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates podcasts.
No, no, you don't. Not many.
We should. We'll get to that one there. Maybe maybe a Romy and Michelle's High School Reunion podcast. There's a lot of options out there. And Adam, every time you and I are around each other, especially when it's around like after Schmodown shoot and we're drinking, we always end up talking Star Wars for a very long time. So I'm sure you'll be back, and Paul as well. But a big reason I have you guys here on the feed is you guys just released something there, and it's audio podcast you can find. We'll tell you where, but also, yeah, it's on Vimeo too if you want to get the whole picture. But the audio works just fine because you can sync it up with your copy of A New Hope, and that is Star Wars, a sports play-by-play commentary from the movie guys. And I, spoiler alert, absolutely love this. It was not just right up my alley because I'm an old baseball guy. It was up my alley as a Star Wars fan. I just got to, you know, applaud you guys first, but ask you when did this come into play? How'd you pull this off? That's a lot of questions, Paul, but take me down this lane.
Well, yeah, we were missing two things in this whole shutdown COVID-19 quarantine: sports and movies. So Adam was talking about one day bringing the two together. We, you know, a lot of our stuff, if you've seen it on the Schmodown or you see it on the website or you see it on YouTube or wherever, starts with a couple of texts. Mm-hmm. And that's how this began. It's like, you know, wouldn't it be funny if someone said, hey, it's a long time, and we did some line from baseball having to pertain to Star Wars. And I went, yeah, or they could say blah, blah, blah. Next thing you know, we're sitting down and we're scripting a whole joke-filled 2 hours.
And there's always a moment where you're like, are we doing this? Because you're like, we realize, like, we're going to have to write jokes for the entire movie. You know, there's, and like, are we really doing this? Like, I think we're really doing this. We're just, you know, let's get going.
And not only we were doing it, but then we're going back and saying, okay, well, this part needs help. This part needs help. And we did one huge rewrite. And then we went back and did another one because we self-imposed a release date on ourselves with April 26th. And then we said, you know what? If we just keep working on this, all these parts can be better. And we put it off a week and release it on May 4th, which seems much more ideal. So by the time May 4th hit, you had like a three rewrite and re-record and re-edit version of it, which is the best one yet. So we were happy to put in the extra time.
It is a home run. Get it, baseball reference. Now, here's the thing. I definitely want to choose my words carefully because this is going to sound wrong if I don't say it right. This idea, you go, oh, you hear it and you go, because you guys posted something you're working on. You go, oh, yeah, funny idea. You guys didn't just take this, that's a funny idea, because you got to keep going. This isn't a five-minute sketch. This is a two-hour movie. And so I bring it on. I know your guys' work. I know you're funny. I trust you. I know the work. I've been on your shows. Paul, you had me in on that solo thing, and you're so prepared. So I expected all of this. And it exceeded my expectations because of the care and love you put into it. And you take your time, the pacing's there, you know your stuff. But I'm telling you, boys, this was so fun for me to take in over breakfast one morning and watch A New Hope with your sports commentary in my ears. Bravo.
Thank you so much. That we wanted it to show that, yeah, we did put a lot of time in on this. And, you know, it's time that, you know, crafting all the jokes and all the sort of references and stuff, it's really fun to do, but we just knew we had to go through every part of it. And that the reason for the rewrites too, was, you know, there was the trench chase got pretty bare because that was like, we were kind of worn out by the time we got to that when we recorded the first pass. But you're like, the trench chase has got to have, it's got to be the best part of the whole thing, you know? So the parts we rewrote were like that and garbage compactor. And then like the sort of some of the Death Star running around and stuff. We're like, these are iconic moments. So we really got to make it work.
And full disclosure, the end was probably the least bulky because it was the end and we were tired and we were like, okay, hey, exactly. Not enough. But that's why it's worth going back. And, you know, we always joke about our deep references and the fact that, like, say it's 1993 and we wanted to do this. It's like, oh, yeah. So what is the term for a type of offense that we could use here? I don't know. I'm going to run down to the library. I'm going to look up real quick the types of offenses that they use in college or pro football, and then I'll be right back. Well, no, thank God there's the internet, because I was constantly jumping on there to look at the rules of soccer. Hey, we haven't referenced anything from hockey yet. And just all these Star Wars characters, list all the droids that have ever existed. Does one of them rhyme with a thing that we could put here? It's a constant soaking up of info from the internet and then infusing it.
Well, and for me, as a huge Star Wars fan, I was just loving the ability to make the commercials and all the references and stuff. And the one where we went super over the top was like, let's actually name every person getting shot in the detention block shootout. And that was just like so much fun. I mean, and Paul and I are just cracking up. So we're like, yes, that's the guy's name. You know, like put it in there.
You know what? Like a good talk show, we've got some clips. I do want to play one, and especially for those listening who haven't had a chance to take this in yet, just to get a flavor of what this is. An old style sports, baseball, football, hockey, basketball, doesn't matter. Old style sports broadcast over Star Wars: A New Hope. So this is a clip here. You guys can't set up this clip because you don't know what I'm going to play. Take that Alex Damon clip here. So listen to it, and you guys explain just what went into that.
All right.
Chewbacca calls an audible, tossing Devin Kent like a rag doll. Luke shoots, misses, giving Shan Childson time to draw. But Luke's rebound shot connects. Prescott advances. Luke steps out of the pocket and takes out Prescott. Kent's brief regroup goes nowhere as he's stopped by Luke's blood-soaked rampage. Han Solo takes Major Infield out of the game. Now Grenwick with a desperation rush, and he falls short. And with that, the Rebels have cleared the board. That's Enfield, Childson, Prescott, Grenwick, and Kent. Take that, Alex Damon.
Well, that's pretty good. You should compete at this stuff.
Some people think it should be folded into intergeekdom.
There you go. So, all right, that's a sample. And take me through that, Paul, Adam. That simple little 30-second, it's not so simple. How did you put that together?
Yeah, thank God for Wikipedia, right?
Yeah, right, Wikipedia. That's absolutely it. It's like, what is that guy's name? I got to find out. That's the joke of this piece now. Is your name?
Now, why do some guys have full names? Devin Kant, and then there's just Prescott or Grenwick, and one guy's got a full first and last name. But they do, and we have to say them. We're being authentic here.
Yeah. Well, Prescott was Corporal Prescott, and that's a 10-point question I would have to assume in the Schmodown.
I love the full, because, you know, Conan, Antonio Motti, and everything you say.
Yeah, that. Right.
Yeah. But, you know, all three of us were from a generation where you knew his name was Piet. You didn't know it was Firmus and where he was from and what. You guys,
I just learned that now.
Yeah, you can crack Paul up all day with the real names. Will Huff Tarkin made him crack up while we were doing it. We never mentioned it in the broadcast, but it made Paul laugh quite a bit.
Never knew it until this project.
That's awesome. Adam, like you said, you're a Star Wars fan, and you and I have had really deep, fun conversations at a Sunset Strip bar. I remember what I can remember of the conversation. From that starting point, from that point of love, how does that help you make fun of Star Wars, but find the fun in this, because Star Wars is deep, meaningful mythology. It's also silly, crazy space wizard stuff. You guys have combined that. How does your love of Star Wars help you write the jokes about Star Wars?
Well, it certainly helps knowing that there's an audience for this now. And that wasn't readily apparent, obviously, most of my life, but definitely more now that we've been involved in the Schmodown and meeting people like you, because I can have that conversation with you, Ken. And you know, we sniff each other out in society, but certainly in the Schmodown, where it's like, I know I can have a conversation about this with Ken and it'll land. And there is very few other people that I can. I mean, even Paul, you know, I could go too deep for a conversation with Paul about Star Wars for sure. True. So, I mean, the fact that, so when we're doing something like this, we now know, oh, there's at least a couple hundred people that we know out there that are really going to enjoy the names of all the aliens in the cantina, which we also list off, or that are going to enjoy this reference to Utapau or whatever. And it's just thrown in there. And I'm like, but now I know that's going to land with someone, you know, and that wasn't always the case. And for many years as a Star Wars fan, too, it's like, well, that was just a nerdy thing we did as we were kids. And I was the kid who still liked it. And it was like, well, this is abnormal. But then finally you meet other people in college who like Star Wars. You go, oh, it's not abnormal. And then you meet the schmodown. You go, oh, it is abnormal, but it's acceptable with these people.
Yeah, and twist my arm to watch Star Wars over and over.
Right? Yeah. I know.
Like, if you want to know the quality of that film, 43 years later, I'm watching it again, probably for the 43rd time, and it's still great, and it's still showing me new things, and I just marvel at the filmmaking, and it was a treat to do, you know? It was just a treat to watch it.
Yeah, it's such a masterpiece.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I would say, you know, we Star Wars fans, I'm pointing the fingers at myself here, sometimes have a tendency, because of the age of social media debate and punditry and podcasts tearing things down, and people work so hard not to like things. Sometimes I get caught up and I get defensive about Star Wars. And I got to remember, no, part of the fun is laughing at the craziness, finding the silly moments, finding the things that don't super connect up, but we work on it. And Paul, you and I were talking off air. You know, you're having some fun with some of the references, you know, R2 going back to Attack the Clones, 3PO showing up on Tatooine where he doesn't remember anything. So, Paul, take me through just like how you're able to poke that good, solid fun at Star Wars, but still respecting what's going on.
Well, it is important that you bring this up, because anyone listening who wants to go sync up the audio to the movie, it's the special edition that we're doing this with. So what doing the special edition, of course, allowed us to have more day. So that was not a problem.
The special editions team unit brought on to punt is a favorite line of mine. The special editions team unit.
Listen, these are legendary movies. If you can't, Star Wars's backbone is so strong, you can goof on it all day and it's going to brush your goofing off to the side. Lesser movies would crumble underneath such a ridicule. But and as super fans, we do it with love. I mean, there's no other way to really to say it.
Yeah, and you have some fun with the insightful stuff. Sorry, Adam, did I cut you off there?
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you know, there was there obviously lots of people go online, they hate this Star Wars movie, they like this one, or whatever. And every time, and I haven't paid attention to that stuff for years. Look, I have my own opinion on Star Wars, and if you're going to explain to me, I'm actually kind of no fun to talk Star Wars with, because I'll destroy you. I mean, because I have a great passion for them, and generally people are wrong in their assessment of it. I refuse to justify their question to begin with. Their question is something that I don't even accept that as a question about Star Wars. But
Adam just tells them, you're watching the movie wrong.
Well, I get, and that's true. And the other thing is, I wanted to say about all the Twitter thing is, everybody on Twitter talking about Star Wars loves Star Wars. And so every time I read any kind of criticism, I'm like, man, that guy really loves Star Wars. He's talking a lot about a movie he hates. You know what movie I hate? Reality Bites. You know what movie I haven't talked about in 25 years? Reality Bites.
Well, we used to do a show once a week for 6 years, the movie Showcast, and like 200 episodes. And we made jokes about every movie that came out.
Yeah.
And you know how much of a hell that is? It's like, we're sitting down, we got to come up with Diary of a Wimpy Kid, Roderick Rules jokes.
Romeo and Juliet.
Stick my head in a industrial fan.
But to write jokes about Star Wars, well.
Oh, I'm in.
Might work a little later. Put a little overtime in this one.
Yeah.
That's great. And Adam, you are fun to talk Star Wars with, because usually you and me are in the corner of the bar telling everyone else, you're wrong. Get me another drink. I want to play this clip and then talk a little bit about the other side of this, not Star Wars, but putting together the sports broadcast side of it here. But this is a great clip. Also shows that it's not just about having fun and poking fun. It's also about playing along with the insight and building up the moments. This is the binary sunset moment, a key moment in the history of Star Wars. And it's comes off so well here on your clip.
Luke taking the mound. He's giving a look. His dreams are brushing him off. He looks again. He gives the sign that he wants a life of adventure, but the sunset, beautiful as it is, still represents a future he can't attain.
And Luke steps off the mound, and he is not happy.
Great stuff. Great stuff. Great moment. And it's played so well. You've got the insight there, but you're having fun with the sports broadcasting side of it. And one of the things I really love that you both did, and clearly with the care and concern you're putting into the script, you really took your time. You paced yourself so well, like a sports broadcast. I think too many people would have again done it like a 5-minute sketch. Hey, we got this. We got this. You have the moments. There's one moment. There's just silence. You're just listening to the action. You're listening to the Death Star meeting with all the guys, the Imperial officers. How did you guys approach the sports broadcasting side of it, Paul?
Well, you've turned on the radio to listen to a ball game, and you have to sit there sometimes for 45 seconds to go, yeah. Is this on? Is the game on? Yeah. No one's there's like,
and it's a comforting white noise though. You love that crowd. So we wanted that.
Yeah. And you wait, throw in the organ every once in a while.
Yeah, you're waiting for Rick Monday to pour his second drink, you know, in the third inning. So, yeah, you guys took your time. And again, I know you guys know your stuff. Your show, you guys used to be on the same nights as the Schmoes back in the day in the Toad Hop days. I know what you're capable of. But again, you guys have just really done a great job. You guys are both sports fans. I know this because only you two can make some of the baseball references in your videos that only I'll get and the three of us laugh.
They are just for you, yes.
Yeah, and they're just for you.
any Oscar Gamble reference isn't for the millennials in the Schmodown.
Your Bake McBride jokes are hitting.
Yeah, right.
But again, how did you guys really talk about how you put the sports side into this here?
Well, I mean, it's something like the situation the characters find themselves in kind of presents options, and
you're like, what is this like, you know, in sports?
Trash compactor, squeeze play. We look up, what's a squeeze play? Oh, it's from baseball. It's when they got someone bunting and they did it. So then we incorporate that. And again, the internet was crucial.
Yeah.
I know a lot, but there's some stuff I learned too, and not just about Tarkin's first name, but I learned things about sports too doing this. And it's like, oh, something we can incorporate that I was glad to research and find out.
I like sports and everything fine, but I also grew up with great Cincinnati baseball radio, and I listened to that station was on all the time, 700 WLW. So this is the feel and that sound of that white noise of the crowd and stuff in the background. And my favorite part, and if you've listened to enough baseball on radio, you know this, is when they go to a commercial, the crowd fades out to silence after they're done exiting. I kept all that in so that and as soon as the commercial's over, then the crowd comes back first and then the announcers come back. All those feels or the joke of, you know, you're saying, Alderaan there's a Dianoga in the trash compactor, and you go, and if you're having Dianogas in your trash compactor, like sort of like ham-handed, like immediately into the advertisement that they do. I love that stuff. So that was all like radio parody as much as sports for me.
Yeah, that's Vin Scully genius, right? And he makes the catch. The catch of the day down at Gladstone, by the way, today is waiting for you. And if you mention the word Dodgers, you know, it's like, this got to incorporate that.
Yeah.
That's when I was really, really starting to get pulled into it. It starts. I'm watching it. I'm here at my computer at home. I got the coffee. I got a piece of toast I'm eating, and then like, all right, cool. Oh, yeah, Star Wars sports. Yeah. And then it was those little moments. You guys really captured that. You had a lot of fun. You're parodying different formats, different things, and in fact, coming up there during our break here on the show, we're gonna play one of the ads here. But I almost can get lost in just the fine art of sports radio parody and radio parody. So you guys nailed it. How many parody ads do you think you got in there? Even the reads, even just line reads.
Adam, you might know better than
me. About seven or eight. I think there's seven. I think there's like maybe five full commercials, and then like maybe another three or four just that are sort of like the immediate reads.
Yeah. And this whole thing is framed as a game, a war between the Rebellion and the Empire, and that leads to the thought here. We got two more games in this matchup.
It's the first of the three game series.
First of the three game series.
Yeah. Are you guys ready to tackle that going forward? Do you have plans for more?
I would love to if there was if there was enough demand for it. I mean, we'll keep hearing back what people think, but so far we've gotten great responses and people are catching the references. We're seeing people posting to the Facebook and throwing out certain quotes. I'm like, oh, good. Somebody caught that, you know, so that's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Am I putting too much work on your plate, Paul?
there's a quarantine, Ken.
we've got to found the time.
Yeah. It's this or what? Binge Project Runway. I think we'll do the former.
That's a fun part of it too, is that everybody is taking on these little projects and stuff because we're all stuck in. But the fact that this one was pointed towards, there's no movies. I mean, how ridiculous! First of all, how ridiculous is that? There are no movies out right now. There are no sports on right now. That is insane. That's just a weird atmosphere. I think
whenever this kind of ends, clears up, wraps up, however you want to refer to it, to looking back, it's going to be a really surreal feeling. Just like, what did we? Did we do that? But hey, you got a Star Wars, a sports play by play, and that works. I do want to play the Trench Run clip here, but I want you guys to set it up here. This is a big moment in the film, and this is you don't want to blow this. So what went into the Trench Run?
Well, like Adam said, it was doing it and then listening back and going, oh no, not hyped up enough, not fast enough,
too much pause.
Yeah, you know, like you said, we can pause during the Luke looking at the binary suns, but because it's an emotional moment. But when there's nothing but action, you know, the broadcaster's got to be losing their breath and going haywire.
Yeah, exactly. So we wanted to capture, and then during the rewrite of it, we happened upon the idea of NASCAR as the parody for that, and then that brought the whole thing together, because then you can bring in things like taking a tight turn into turn four, and you know, and then also the fact that there's all these shots of three X-wings flying together, and you're like, you're like, oh, well, then we're going to say so-and-so's in the lead, followed by so-and-so and so-and-so. And so even though that's not a race for them, but I mean, I guess it is in a way, but so that was a really fun part of that was like, oh, there's another sport we haven't covered and it's race car driving.
Yeah. The action, like I said, can sometimes yield the joke. And I think we ended up using this. Hopefully we did because I'm bringing it up. But you know, when Wedge is like, I got to go, you know, it's like Wedge pulls into the pit stop, you know, Wedge went to the pit stop. That's what he did. Yeah. So
it all works for George Lucas, the man who loves fast cars and speed. Oh, yeah. So let's play a little bit of the Trench Run clip titled Almost There.
Red Leader is now only 26,000 things away from the thermal exhaust port, and looking at the track, I'd say that puts him almost there.
Now Darth Vader in fourth, makes his move as Backstabber and Mauler close formation, tied for fifth.
Now Red Leader is 15,000 things from the target, which is almost there.
Black Squadron closes the gap as Darth Vader's Tandy locks onto Red 12. And Red 12 explodes with defeat.
Red Leader is now 9,000 things from victory. And looking at the conversion chart, that puts him almost there.
Red 10 still in second place. Now he's not.
3,000, 2,000, 1,000, he shoots. It's no good. No good.
And all my comedy, all the comedy bones in my body are just clapping for just the way Paul is being befuddled by the distance. It's those little details, kids.
Yeah.
Details and comedies.
Well, I meant to ask, too, Adam, Backstabber and Mauler, are those the names of the other stormtroopers who accompanied Darth Vader into the Trench Run?
Those are the real names.
Yeah. Good Lord Almighty. I never questioned it. I just said, this has got to be right. Let's go.
I love that. I think they might be more on Legend side, but often they'll take some of that Legend stuff. And then now it's like Ted Mahler will be his name. I remember that was actually one I didn't know. I loved the Mahler reference. I loved it because back in my Jedi Alliance days when I was doing an in memoriam for that guy, that TIE fighter. And I looked up and I was like, holy crap, he has a name and it's Mahler. This is about 2014. So I'm with you too, Paul. Even now I'm still like, that guy, they gave that guy a name?
Dennis Backstabber. We'll come to find out.
Well, that's what's funny is the other one is named Backstabber, and there was not enough time in there, but we did have a line. It had to get cut out because that whole sequence is so fast. Is when he tips Darth Vader's wing. I think that's Backstabber that sends Darth Vader flying out into space. There was a line where Paul goes, and Backstabber sends him into space. It's like, I never trusted that guy to begin with.
A lot of fun stuff in here. The beats, the moments, everything, the love of Star Wars. And I really do hope it's, you know, it's easier said than done, but I'd love to hear more of these and watch as you guys continue to just build on this art, this parody. It's a lot of fun, man. I always say, if you're going to, be creative, celebrate Star Wars. Fan films are great. Fan films are fun. This is something different. This is something special. It's really creative. And it's a commentary about the movies. It's about sports, about radio. I love that you guys said that. It's a bunch of things. So Adam, Paul, thank you for sharing this with the Force Center fans. We're going to tell them where they can find it, but thank you so much for coming on today.
Well, thank you, Ken, for appreciating it. I mean, it's definitely knowing you and several other Schmodown people will get all these references is what gets you to do that third draft. You're like, these are going to land. This is going to land. It's going to find the right audience. And if we had tried something like this before we met you guys, I mean, it's like, well, that's a funny idea. I ain't doing it. Yeah. Who's going to give a shit?
Yeah.
Yes. And thank you, Ken. Hopefully this is one more reason to show people why we love Star Wars.
Right?
Oh, boom, 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 boom. You guys are great. Tell them where to find this. Cause again, there's an audio version. There is a video version, but the audio, you could just kind of sync that up maybe in your ear pods or whatever, while you're watching Star Wars, the special edition version. So where can they find it? And you guys, man, because the movie guys, that brand's been around for a very, very long time. You guys are all big team, really funny. I want them all to know where they can find you.
TheMovieGuys.net is the place to start. It's posted up there as the video and audio versions. Pick your favorite and go to town. And of course, at The Movie Guys can get you to all our social media. That's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, etc. And all the links are up there as well.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Adam, yeah, we're weird like you, audience. Come subscribe. We're weird.
Yeah. If you talk to people, you know what? Turns out I left California for a while and went on, back when we could go places. Yeah. And I remember going to do some family thing out of town. And I was like, wow, people in other places don't just always talk about movies. It was weird. I'm like, who are these people? So if you're one of those people stuck where people aren't always talking about movies, we are. So join us.
That's perfect. We are almost out of here for now. We're going to take a quick break and come back. But as we head to break, we are going to hear from our sponsor, Chalmers Cantina.
Do you need a break after a long day of moisture evaporation? Need to book a space cruiser or rough up a local team? Well, there's only one place to go. Chalmers Cantina at Tashi Station on Tatooine. You'll never find a more wretched hive of fun. Everyone's welcome at Chalmers. From Arconas to Tals, Gotals to Defels, Chardrafon to Deveronian, Walrusmen to Hammerheads, Tonicas, Wookiees, Twi'leks, Prune Faces, Dugs, Utapounds, Ewoks, Mon Calamari. Everyone's welcome, but no droids. Wednesday night is Little Bat Thing Night. Little Bat Things drink for free. Enjoy live music every night of the week with such acts as Figuring to On and the Modal Nodes, Sice Noodles and the Max Rebo Band, Arodia Ventifolia and Lulio Primoc, and Ario Speedwagon. So come on down to Chalmers and tug on the toga of our friendly bartender to receive the drink of your choice.
Thanks again to Adam Witt and Paul Preston of The Movie Guys for stopping by Force Center. I really love those guys. And Adam and I had an epic conversation one night over drinks and appetizers after a big Schmodown day. We were over at the Saddle Ranch bar on Sunset Boulevard with that mechanical bull, a bunch of craziness around us. And he and I just locked in on a great conversation about why we love Solo. And we're probably going to be doing that here, Adam and I, on Force Center. Looking forward to meeting up with him again and Paul as well, who is a very funny guy. I got a chance to review Solo on one of Paul's shows with The Movie Guys. You can check that out. Go to their website. Support them. Good folks. Having fun with Star Wars. And I talk about that a lot. I often have to remind myself of that. And I keep saying that because this is a shared journey that all of us go through. These are, weird times. And I don't even talk about the lockdown situation around the world. I'm talking about in Star Wars fandom. You've heard that a lot, almost to the point where it just becomes emotional wallpaper. But yeah, going back to Last Jedi, without a doubt, how it starts to affect you when you put your walls up and you get defensive, that takes away your own joy. That is the path to the dark side as a fan. And sometimes there's some necessary rage. We joke about how that doesn't fit in Star Wars and it doesn't fit in your fandom. You feel it does at the time, but it just ends up taken away from you. And what I have to remind myself constantly, and I said in the interview, and I'll say it again, is have some fun with Star Wars. It is this wild, weird world. Those Robot Chicken episodes, Family Guy episodes, Muppet Babies parodies. It is all part of the tapestry of being a Star Wars fan, and it comes from love. You can't make fun of, you know, my favorite Robot Chicken sketch I go to is the Palpatine getting the phone call, trying to order food and getting the word from Vader, the Death Star's been blown up. I love that scene. You can't put that out there if you don't have an intimate understanding and love of Star Wars, and that includes having some laughs about it. And that's why I love what Adam and Paul did. It goes to a lot of different areas with that sports stuff, baseball stuff, but you don't have to love that side of life to appreciate what they did. And I just really am thankful that they gave me a good laugh over Star Wars. And that is sometimes just as valuable as going in deep and rolling around on those themes. Sometimes we can all just laugh. Joy is definitely part of Star Wars. We'll see you next time on Spotlight Star Wars here on the Force Center podcast feed. As always, if you want to support us, go to patreon.com/Force Center. You can follow us at Force Center Pod. Don't forget, we're on YouTube now, putting out videos about 4 a month right now. More on the way. Rebroadcasts of older episodes and discussions. It's all there for you. Just go find us on YouTube. Got the new Star Wars Show and Tell out, the Duchess Satine In Memoriam. We're in the middle of season 2 of the In Memoriam. So got some cool ones down the pipeline, edited by our good friend Kevin Smets, and we're just real proud of him. So swing by, check him on out. We're on Instagram as well. If you want some merch, go to tpublic.com/user/ForceCenter. And as always, if you want to try an audiobook on us, go to audibletrial.com/ForceCenter, audibletrial.com/ForceCenter, and get an audiobook on us. And stop by Chalmers and get yourself a drink. We'll see you next time here on Spotlight Star Wars.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
ACAST powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.